Thousands of kilometres away, Sydney-based Catalans gathered. Fuelled by little more than coffee and emotion, there were tears of joy and of frustration. Their experience of the referendum certainly not diluted by distance. The New South Wales Catalan Association's president, Esteve Mayolath, explains.
I have many family members in Catalonia, and they've been spread around Catalonia in different towns, so they have different experiences of how it's been.
The association's gathering was supposed to be a joyous one, but instead there were mixed feelings, as Albert Soleil explains.
We thought that we were coming here to see the results, you know, like the percentage of people going to vote, the percentage of yes or no, and here we're counting the number of people that got hurt, you know, instead of the numbers of people going to express themselves freely.
Anna Villalta has lived in Australia for 11 years. Like many, she's a passionate believer in Catalan independence.
Well, for me it's very, very, very important because I'm Catalan and I feel Catalan. That's the language I speak with my parents. That's the song that they used to sing to me. I always learned the Spanish. I love the Spanish language. I love the Spanish people. But that's not me. That's simply not me. The same way that I love French, but that's not me.
Ms. Villalta's mother is back in Spain. She was at a polling booth as police stormed it, following up on their promise to try and stop the referendum. Anna Villalta explains exactly what happened.
As soon as the voting booths opened, got really violent. The Spanish police got there. They started confiscating ballot boxes and having very, very violent reactions towards people, even hitting very old people and things we couldn't expect. We weren't expecting such a violent reaction by the Spanish police. We thought something was going to happen, but not to this extent.
Dr. Carlos Uxo is a lecturer in Spanish and Latin American Studies at Monash University in Melbourne. He explains why the Spanish government sees the referendum as illegal and why the Catalans think otherwise.
In the Spanish constitution, there is no place for something like this. Obviously, the Catalan government is saying we have a parliament, we have a government, we can call for a referendum. So depending on who you ask, it'll be illegal or not.
Dr. Uxo believes the only solution is a political one, and he says these events may have pushed the two sides further apart than ever.
The only solution that I see happening in the future is to have a new prime minister in Spain that calls for a referendum in Catalonia. It has pushed both sides not only politically apart, but it has created a social fracture in Catalonia.